That's what's really important.
Yeah, such a big number.
All right, can we go? Let's go ahead and get started there.
All right,
filter in. Before we start the meeting, Wayne's going to lead us in prayer, and Maureen's going to lead us in the pledge. So, Wayne,
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this county, and thank you for our lives. We just lift up our meeting to you tonight, and we pray that your influence would be in this plan, Lord. And we just pray for good results from all of our efforts, Lord. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Attention, honor, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, Darrell. All right. The only item on the agenda, as far as I'm aware, is old business, which is finishing up the plan. Mark and I talked in the parking lot. We have this last section to do. It's my feeling, it's up to the rest of the board, but it's my feeling that if we get done early enough, we go back and start hitting the corrections. If we don't, then we go home. I don't want to stay past 9:30. I don't think anybody else does either. You know. Okay, but if we get done with this section and we still have a little bit of time, let's try to move forward, because I know Matt's going to come down here out of Sapphire running sideways, so it's a long trip for us.
Mac is en route.
He is. He told me this morning, I texted him, I said, sorry you missed last meeting, you're going to be here. He said, I'll be there between 7:45 and 8. So,
that's cool.
So anyway, we have enough for a forum, and what do we need to do? Just tonight's meeting? Okay. Approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approval of the minutes from the last meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on the minutes? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. As far as public comment, we have a little bit bigger crowd than normal, and I'm going to ask for tonight that you jot down any comments you have and reserve them to the end of the meeting. Sometimes when we have small groups, we do a little bit of interfacing, but a little bit bigger group than we have normally. So, if you wouldn't mind playing along with us, just write your comments down. We'll get to them at the end of the meeting. We'll leave a little bit of extra time since we have a little bit bigger crowd. That being said, there we are. We're right there. Page number 7 is what of the last handout, and goal number 4, which is on the left hand side. Can we make it any bigger? Can y'all? Everybody, Sandy, you can see that? Okay, all right. I'm trying to go that way. Make it any bigger. All right. Goal A. Everybody happy with goal A? Any comments?
Have we decided what support means? I was thinking continue development, but.
Yeah, I think continued. We already have the program.
Maybe it's just saying the same thing. I'm not sure.
No, I think there is a difference. Continue is taking what you have and just kind of doing what you're doing. Support development to me implies that you're trying to do something beyond what is already there. That's how I would look at that. I'm not saying you as a board need to choose which way you want to go, but I think there is a difference between continuing support.
I think we got some comments from the survey that there were not that many recreational programs, things for children, you know, that we really needed to, you know, so I like the fact that we've got all ages because, you know, we need to make sure we're targeting really young, you know, the teenagers. Again, there were comments that there were not a lot of things for teenagers to do. So I think support development of all ages and abilities, you know, says it pretty well.
I have no issue with that. Okay.
Chris, you good?
I don't think.
Okay. I either get it.
B.
I'd like this defined a little more.
In what way?
Well, when it says, develop a county-wide greenway system.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had.
Oh no, we don't have a county-wide greenway system.
Did you ever fly over this county?
No.
Do you understand what a greenway is?
No, I don't. What is it?
A greenway is a corridor, a pathway.
Okay. To walk on or
in through an area so that you can go through without interfacing with traffic.
Walk, bike.
Is it going to be next to a road?
It doesn't have to be.
Or through your backyard?
It should be wherever, you know, when we work this out, wherever it makes the most sense. But the idea is to have a system that connects, you know, where you see system connects the county to, you know, throughout the county and connects it to other counties so that you have the option of healthy options on a greenway where you can get within the county, you know, possibly, you know, the rail to trail project, you know, down to Henderson might be, you know, an option with this, but it's, you know, it's developing this county-wide greenway system. And this was a lot of comments that came in on the survey about, you know, really wanting to have this.
Where in the county do the few opportunities for nature-based recreation occur? I haven't been in part of this county yet, but there's not ample opportunities for nature-based recreation.
That's a different issue altogether.
That's part of
this was one of the things that came up in the survey, with the greenway system.
How many times was the word greenway used in the survey?
I don't remember that word being used that often.
So, at least the rail to trail was used quite a bit, but the greenway, I'm not positive.
I don't even know if greenway per se was used.
I'm
uncomfortable. Walking paths work.
Yeah, I mean, greenway is just another term to say the same thing. The fact that that specific term wasn't used in the survey doesn't mean that people weren't saying that this concept isn't something that they supported. I mean, there are lots and lots of about we need more, you know, paths in terms of bikeways, getting the bikes off of the roads, of being able to go out and walk, the need for more walkable, you know, areas.
What happens if,
I thought we had, like, what, 150 miles of trails or something in our county already?
That's, you're talking about within the forest, right? Or is that what you're talking about, Lee?
Yeah.
They're talking about here, you know, like, say, you know, if we want to basically go from here to Rosman or, you know, I mean, within the county. It's not going out to a park so much, but having a greenway within the county system. So you can get without having to use vehicles all the time.
Very good example of that is the conversion of the old Elmwood Railway in New York City that they changed into a greenway. It goes right through downtown. It only has about 4 million visitors a month.
In where?
New York City.
Highliner.
Yeah,
it was a
highliner. Forget the name.
A railroad company that converted it to public use. My concern would be if the two blocks that we're looking at to put a greenway in goes through my backyard, what happens to my backyard? Does it now become a greenway?
If that isn't within the
That isn't what?
That isn't the way it's done.
Well, and here we're just saying we're going to partner with public and private entities to develop a greenway system. You know, those details that, you know, you're worried about, Mike, aren't even up there. This is the concept of where we're trying to go. The details would be worked out, you know, piece by piece as this is developed. But I think it's important that for the vision for the future, that this is something that we want to aim towards, is to really increase the greenway system within and, you know, to other counties and link it up.
You got to plow before you plant, and this plows the ground for those concerns I have. I'm concerned what happens when we plow here. For the reasons I stated, I'm not sure how to make a determination where greenways go, and we're opening the door for something that we don't know the answer to.
You're overcomplicating the issue, Mike. A right here example is the bike path that they put through Brevard. I mean, they didn't go out eminent domain anybody to do it. They had some people donate some property to link things up. That's what we're talking about. And that's typically the way it works.
But if it does work out,
you know,
right, we won't go there.
You know,
no, that is. I was going to say something that was inappropriate.
Go ahead.
If my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. It isn't necessarily
not
going
necessarily.
To happen.
It's not necessarily. Not necessarily not going to happen.
As long as there's a birth certificate, everything's okay.
Okay.
So what were you trying to do here to set the stage for 10 years and saying that this is something that we as a community right now value? Mike, I don't agree with your analogy of the plowing in a garden. I think right now what you're trying to do is determine where do you even want to have the garden and where do you want to hold. This is just basically saying greenway system that offers opportunity for biking, walking, hiking to help our citizens be able to go from Rosman to Brevard, walking or biking safely, or connecting gorges to DuPont, to Pisgah. I think those are things that are good. There is not one strategy that I could think of, back up, one task that would fall underneath this, that anybody right now would say a task would be to go ahead and find property that we want to take. That's not going to happen. I think if you put something like that out there, it would die right there. This is just something that we're trying to do.
I would just remind us again, this may be getting off topic, but the majority of respondents that we've heard talks about economic development. And I'm not saying that this wouldn't be part of an economic development package. Mm-hmm. Just try to keep that in mind. You know,
Swamp Rabbit Trail in South Carolina has been exceedingly successful. They're expanding it right now because it's been such a success.
I took a ride through Traveler's Rest not too long ago. Saw a lot of restaurants where people work for minimum wage in the kitchen. Saw a couple of privately owned bike shops that have one or two employees. I didn't see that huge success that I'm hearing about. I saw lots of little shops that pay low wages.
I can't answer that.
And then, of course, you can't forget the infamous murder on that trail not too long ago. Murder-suicide.
Well, I think to get back to our specific, you know, task here, and, you know, this is one part of what makes a good quality of life for our county. Economic development is part of that, having a healthy environment, having, you know, where people can go out and enjoy, you know, the outdoor recreation in a healthy, you know, manner. All of these are things that are good for our citizens and improve the county. So I agree that economics was a very, very big part. It was the largest comments that we got, and it's very strongly represented in our plan. But that doesn't mean the other pieces don't go with that, too. Because as we're developing, you know, and working on getting those good-paying jobs, you know, we also want to be developing things so that people want to stay here, businesses want to come here, and that we've got this quality of life. And this is an important part of it, you know. So I'm happy with B. I think we should leave it the way it is.
I would be much more agreeable to you if we were in Brooklyn, but we're not. We're in Transylvania County, where 54% of the county is already green. And it seems to me that we can make better use of our time than producing greenways in a county that's over half of it's green anyway. More like 75% of it's a greenway.
If you look at that handout that I provided, question 11, from the survey, thinking about the next 10 years, what would you like to see in the county that is not here now? If you look at the top 10, the first one is obviously jobs. With Acoustic Rail to Trails, bike lanes, and bike paths were all in the top 10.
But I don't see green line.
Well, those are the same thing as green line.
No.
I'm not sure the average citizen knows the word greenway. I know the word bike path. And one of the differences to me about a bike path versus the hiking trails is mother or stroller. Joy's 6-year-old on his bicycle. Those aren't things that are so accessible in the forest. Mm-hmm. Just connecting us as a community.
Yeah. And we can always, of course, add greenway to our definitions.
That would not be a bad thing. I would probably consider leaving that in I'm very uncomfortable with talking about connects the county with other counties and communities, because how do we do that? There may be several ways, but everybody thinks of immediately the Coosa Trail, and I don't think that should be on the table at this point. It's not.
Well, there's another jurisdiction. NC-280 is looking at from Mills River to Brevard. Bike trail from Mills River to Brevard is the forest area by way of bike.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's actually on the books.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, well, what do you
have? The problem I have with the wording here, or what we're trying to achieve, is by and large, as already been said, county offers a ton of nature-based recreation, which I'm glad of. Me and my family take advantage of. I think we're hung up on greenway. The problem I have with the greenway system here is the concern I would have here. I really like the bike path that the city of Brevard has to offer. I think it brings a lot to the community. The concern I have is, as was stated, when you think of a countywide greenway, and then when you're talking about connecting the county with other communities and counties, immediately, Coosa Trail is thought of. Commissioners for at least 8 years now, have been trying to keep that rail line open for economic development purposes. And, you know, that trail would run through my backyard, basically, just on the other side of Old 64 from my house. Personally, I don't own the property there, but if I did and they wanted to bank it, turn it into to the trail, I'd be more than happy to hand it over. But the idea here that my concern is that we will open the door to legislating the creation of bike paths and greenways, and that's what you have in the city. We paid almost $500,000, if I recall correctly, for bike paths and sidewalks that were never built when we built the public safety facility. That's how I know it was some grant funding was used considerably to build the bike path and within the city of Brevard, but it was also built on the backs of businesses that were developing in the community as well. That's the concern I have here, that we open the door for that, for the county to institute such a policy that says if you're building along this corridor, then we're going to expect you to put the bill for the sidewalk and the bike path that's going to connect for Bard and Rosman, whatever the case may be. That's my concern about opening the door for that possibility with this goal, if that makes sense.
So if we change the words, partner with public and private entities to develop additional multi-use trails where few currently exist, would that fit the needs of the county but reduce the county-wide pressure and reduce your concerns?
Will you read that wording again for me?
Develop additional multi-use trails, which are greenways, multi-use trails in areas of the county where few currently exist.
So you're getting rid of greenways and nature-based recreation.
What'd you say? You're getting what?
She would. What she's proposing, you would get rid of greenway system, and you would then get rid of nature-based recreation, and instead you're going to multi-use trails or paths. What's the difference? I think she's just presenting something and wondering if that's something that is more palatable.
Frosted flakes or sugar flakes? What'd you say? Frosted flakes or sugar flakes, that's the difference.
If I may, I need to take exception to what Daryl said about forcing developments to build sidewalks and so on. This is a very common practice all over the country. And people say, why are you building a sidewalk through this 500 feet when there's not a sidewalk on this end or this end? Eventually there will be. You wouldn't have the problem you have on Probart Street right now if they had done it to begin with. If you are in a path of a greenway, that is part of your responsibility to develop that property, is to connect or provide those facilities through your property.
But you have almost time.
We just got to the core issue. That's your responsibility.
Yeah, we still spent $200,000 payment in lieu of the
bypass. That was
That was in the ordinance
when you cited the facility. If you didn't plan for it, that's a year back.
No. We planned for it. I'm just saying we planned for it and we knew it was there. Obviously, we knew what we were getting into with the UDO. But what my concern is, I don't want to open the door for that in the county. It's in the city, you don't have to live with it. I don't want to open the door for that in the county. That's my concern.
No, I disagree with you, but I guess we have the right to disagree.
Absolutely.
Well, I think one of the most important things is that this came up very, very high from the people in this county. You know, we've got, the rail trail as number two. We got bike lanes. We got bike paths. You know, I don't agree that we should, ignore this. I mean, this was a desire. A very high desire when we did the survey of something people want to see in the future as this county develops. So I think it's our responsibility to have something like this, and I don't care if we call it a greenway or a multi-use trail, but we need to have the concept in our plan.
How big is this slice of pie we're going to pay for this with? At some point,
we're not here to determine the financial impact of the situation.
We're here to develop a realistic plan.
Yeah.
Would it help for you to know how it's done in other communities?
Sure. I'll listen.
In Elkin, North Carolina, there is a trails organization that does fundraisers with bands and asks people of the community to provide funding to develop this trail. And they have a map of where it could potentially go. Doesn't mean it's going to go there. It depends on the landowners who are willing to donate or sell a trail easement. Then there's other communities that use solely grant funds through NCDOT. There's a pot of money for building trails and building greenways. And then, so it's all different, communities have all different ways of funding this. Usually it is not from the pocket of the community. Usually it's from representatives who believe in it or grants. But every community is different.
I mean, isn't there a large statewide effort to enhance all of North Carolina as a bike, you know, trails and all, and at the state level? I mean, this is something that they've got, you know, maps out. They use that as a promotion for the state. So, you know, at the state level, this type of concept is really being pushed too and supported. So, you know, I mean, so we're talking 10, you know, as we go down for the next 10 years, you know, what financing that's available today, in 5 years, there may be other options. So I don't think we should get hung up on the finances of how this would be done. I think it's incumbent on us to make sure we have the priorities that came back from the survey represented in the best, you know, goals and strategies and tasks that we can present to the commissioners.
Now, I have no problem with if we said it is would perpetually be non-regulatory and privately funded.
No, I don't think we should limit it. We say partner with public and private entities. That leaves all the doors open. It gives the commissioners all the options. You know, we're not saying, we're not determining how it's going to be done. You know, right now, all the options are out there. So the one that makes the most sense over the next 10 years is the one the county obviously would be pursuing.
Must have stepped on some toes with privately owned there or something.
Last Wednesday, I drove through Dawson about 4 o'clock. And I was headed toward the barge. When I came through town, I thought I'd come upon a wreck. There was cars stopped in the road. All the parking lots were full. And I've never seen as many people at a Rosman Christmas parade. And when I got up there, they were having a food handout.
They were having a what?
A food handout. Yeah. I don't know who the group was. But I've never seen that many people in Austin. And so far this week at our business, we've got 8 or 10 donation requests for people in need. And when I think about more greenways in the county, more land set aside for recreation, we've already got over half the property in the county is publicly owned. When is enough enough when it comes to greenways and green property? I mean, how much do the local people have to suffer in order to have nice trails, access to woods? When Acosta and DuPont closed, this county really turned hard towards outdoor-based tourism for 15 years. And we've got lower wages and fewer jobs. The local people that used to love to go up in the forest and camp and hike and all, they're crowded out, basically. I mean, it's just not the same place that it used to be. They give up the roads to bicyclers. The private streams that local people used to fish in are now leased out to outfitters, and I don't begrudge outfitters or anybody making a living in the tourism business, but I mean, the local people have just suffered enough, and I just don't see the point in any more greenways or more public land. We need jobs, and we need good paying jobs, and I don't see how B does anything to improve those people's plight. It's just not for me.
Is there any chance of salvaging this one, or is it the majority opinion to scrap and move on?
How about if we said consider future development of a countywide system? That leaves it in there, and yet it's not as a mandate.
Well, I go back to the survey. You know, when three or four of the top 10 are what we're talking about here from the survey. If we're going to disregard the public input, then just, you know, go ahead and just rewrite the whole thing any way you want to and send it in. There's no point in us discussing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right.
So,
but three or four of the top ten.
Here's the
three or four of the top ten are not greenways.
The only thing
are bike trails.
Well,
rail trails.
When you
bike lane,
consider what this says, that doesn't mean, just because it's mentioned, doesn't mean that 10.75% of the people were in favor of it. So a lot of the people, the responses that I read that survey said, we shouldn't mess with that. And yet, the Coosa Trail pops up when they put that in the search engine. So we have to consider that. Bike lanes.
So what you're saying is the data we're working from is flawed?
What?
You're saying the data we're working from is flawed?
It's not complete. It's not flawed. It's complete. You know, you understand what I mean? When they punch in the Coosa Trail, every time that word's used, the system it doesn't say whether it's a positive or negative response.
We went back and we looked at that. You raised that, you know, 6 months ago when we were initially reading all of the responses. I mean, that's a good point, right? You know, there were, you know, people that were for and against, you know, the Coosa Trail.
Yeah.
But
so, do you want to know the specific responses for question 11? It's up on the screen. So, in that question number 11, Acusta, I just typed in Acusta. And the first response is we need to aggressively develop the Coosa Trail from Pisgah Forest to Hendersonville.
Joy, I'm sorry, what was the specific question we're answering?
Question 11, which is in the next
thinking
one.
About the next 10 years, what would you like to
we're
see?
Looking at the strategy fee.
Acusta Trail completion, Acusta Trail, Acusta Bike Trail, more industry. The days of Acusta and DuPont are gone. Industry on Acusta property, the Acusta Trail, the Acusta Trail, the Acusta Trail, completed Acusta Trail. This is the raw data. This has not been changed from what the survey respondents inserted.
This
has not been changed.
Yeah, that's just what when they use the word Acusta.
Oh yeah.
It pops up.
Exactly.
Yeah, well we know that.
Okay.
Was looking at some other things. Mike, can I go back to something that you initially talked about? And I think Mac and Daryl both commented on, I think you're accurate, all three of you on this, and that is 54% of the county is already in a natural area. And if I look at B, what I'm seeing is, you know, it looks like you want to have more area set aside. And I really don't think that that's what this strategy is trying to do. I think it's trying to connect places that are not connected right now. Joy can't take, other than what is now the Acusta Trail from Lowe's up to the Davidson River Campground, there's really not a trail that she could use someplace in the forest. And so it's not accessible. The other thing that I think I understand what all four of you are saying is you don't want to see something that is public pushed, public monies trying to create something that maybe could be used, those funds could be used elsewhere to support economic development of a different type. You get that. And I think to Maureen's point, Maureen, correct me if I'm misspeaking for you, I think that this is a way of trying to connect existing communities. If there was a way of putting in there that it does not require regulatory measures, but that you're trying to connect communities here. And I think that speaks to economic development. In fact, I'll use a double negative. I don't disagree with you that we've seen job changes here. But I think that type of strategy is what ultimately is going to be attracting the businesses that we're going to find here. Now, I'm not privy to the discussions that you and others are having at the Alliance and what you're actually trying to bring in, but I have to imagine that unless there is a big elephant out there, you're looking at trying to bring in more Tom Dempseys that want to take advantage of the interconnectivity and trails that are there. That shows somebody looking at this community that you're actually thinking about it and makes it more valuable. There is a trade-off, and I don't know where that value is, and I'm not going to say much more. I think it should stay. I think if you want to change that so it doesn't have any implication that you're forcing the community to make private decisions, I understand that. But I think it supports economic development, I think it supports health, and I think it supports connecting communities in this county together.
Well, I've heard all good comments. I like that, Mark. I like that, Matt, Maureen. I would be in favor of doing something like that. Leave it in, but reword it. What you said makes sense, Mark.
Can you change the word develop? Entities to develop, to promote? Because develop actually has, to me, sounds like you're actually trying to make something. But promoting is something that you are trying to make happen. You'd like to see happen, but you're not actually developing it. You're promoting.
Develop a countywide multi-use.
Promote. I would say change develop to promote.
Promote
a
countywide multi-use.
And if that makes more sense to everybody, I think a multi-use path or trails, if that helps too.
I'm fine with multi-use path or trail.
I understand where you're coming from on several of those issues.
Non-regulatory and private.
You what?
Non-regulatory and private are my concerns. Because if they want to connect here and here and I happen to be here, I could be the new proud owner of a greenway through my backyard.
No, I don't hear you.
Can you just, you know.
Well, we got to keep in mind what Mike's talking about is a very accurate reality for people that live near a rail bed.
I get it.
Yeah.
But I also know what is taking place and what's happening right now. And again, I'm not privy to the discussions. Mark is here.
But like I said, I wouldn't mind the path. If it was in my backyard, on a rail bed, or whatever the case may be, I have an issue if they, you know, came and take up my backyard necessarily. If it was in a rail, I wouldn't have an issue with it, but I respect the right for people to do. And, you know, what that's introducing to their community.
How do you want to change it, Mike? How would you like to read it?
Let Joy finish making some edits and see if that might work for you.
All right, well, while she's doing that, I want to just talk about this Ecusa Trail a little bit and the Swamp Rabbit. I had an occasion to, I was going to Greenville or coming back, and I went through Traveler's Rest, and there was a guy out there. He was a manager, but he had a business there along the Swamp Rabbit Trail. And I pulled over and I said, "Sir, can I ask a few questions?" And he said, "Yeah, sure." He said, "Has that trail given you any economic advantage with your business?" And he thought for a minute and he said, "No." He said, "Actually, it's a detriment." He said, and then he thought for a few more minutes and he said, "They spend more money on that trail than they do on our roads." So he said it
what type he was of business was he?
He had a used car lot. You go down there and it's just
I mean a used car lot. I mean, I can see where that probably wouldn't have more directly.
Well,
yeah.
It was a business.
Yeah, I mean, it was a business, yeah, yes.
Talk to the people down there and see what the reality is. You know, we might think it's a white buffalo. And the other thing I was that dawned on me. The people from Hendersonville love the idea of that Acushta Trail. Ask yourself this, why? Okay, I was driving through Hendersonville on Route 25, and I just happened to look over, and it dawned on me, there's a railroad track. And they got another railroad track. You know, they've got several railroad tracks through Hendersonville. They've got a viable, vibrant economic development base in Hendersonville. We got one railroad track. And I've heard I heard Paige LaMelle talking about that railroad track, and she said that the business, CFL or
CBS,
and the brewery there were both close to needing rail service. She said all we need is a third business here, and that railroad track's going to be put back in use. So I'm just telling you, you know, I went down there and talked to a guy, so try it yourself, see what this is. You know.
Good idea, but, you know, this.
What do you think about that?
I can look at that.
Are they offering transportation opportunities? Are they offering passive recreation opportunities? Are they offering nature? Do we need to specify what kind of opportunity?
I think it would sound good if you ended with that. To say, partner with public and private entities to promote multi-use trails in areas of the county where few currently exist to promote recreation and transportation opportunities.
I'm going to suggest, though, that the focus area, though, is health, culture, and equity, not transportation. That's a
previous.
And the connecting of communities was an important thing.
Which was equity was part of
the equity and the fact that we're trying not to have everything so separate. You know, join the community so you've got that ability to connect them more.
So partner with public and private entities to promote multi-use trails in areas of the county where few recreational opportunities currently exist.
Where in this county would few recreational opportunities exist?
That's a good question.
Multi-use trails. You're getting away from the whole concept of connecting.
Yeah. It was connected.
To connect all the areas of the county? To connect communities of the county?
Perhaps we should let the planning staff work on this one. We've spent quite a while on this one.
How about that? I would like for this to, if we want to talk about it, you know, consider it, at least have it kind of centralized around multi-use.
That's fine.
In the county.
Have a what?
Focus on multi-use.
Yeah, not so much the opportunities for nature-based recreation. I think there's plenty of opportunities for that. Just have it focus on the creation of multi-use trails.
Joy, I think what I'm hearing is you need to flag that one for us and then it's time.
Let's see. What's a blue way?
green, blue, green one?
It is.
Yeah,
you got it.
I've heard of this. What did he say?
That's a blue, green one.
That's exactly what he is.
Crazy. It goes where it wants to go.
That is probably navigable by state law, if you wanted to be clear about it, and so it's something that is not going to change private property ownership.
So it's already there.
Because it's already there.
So we're just going to give my government give it a name. It's already there.
And
it
promote
already
it.
Exists.
And promote it.
Until it has the sanction of government, it must not be there. What government's position in that would be is be providing or allowing for access points and so on.
And speaking it into existence,
yes.
There was, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, was there not a group earlier meeting in this room talking about something that would fit very much to this? River Festival in Rosmond that will take place in June, and it's promoting one of the major resources that we have in this county, and trying to find ways for many different people, both those who live here and guests, to be able to utilize and use.
So what about if we said support additional efforts from private and public entities to continue the development of the French Broad River and tributaries as a recreational economic development venues?
I think that's fine. I personally think that's fine. Get rid of the word blue way. Yeah.
Well, Riverkeeper has what's called a paddle trail that they promote in Headwater, and it goes on to on up past Stackhouse.
And that could be one of those actually non-profit entities that could be used to help support this. But I actually think what Mike has suggested, by removing Blue Way and just say development of the French Broad River and its tributaries as recreational areas, is
an economic development.
What about Davidson River, Little River, Mule Fort, East Fort? Are they too small for paddling?
Some of them.
Are we only thinking paddling? Or are we thinking recreational?
Right.
I love fishing.
Yeah.
And we're just thinking paddling, yeah. But I think with it worded more broadly of saying recreational.
Where is it? Isn't that covered under tributaries?
Yeah. Davidson River is a tributary of the French Broad.
Is the intermittent stream that runs down my driveway a tributary?
Is it a blue line on a USGS topographic map?
Is it a tributary?
If it's a blue line on a USGS topographic map, it's a tributary. If it's a dashed line, it is not.
But if it's a dashed line, it feeds a blue line.
That's why I don't care.
It's great.
For now.
Okay, are we happy with C? I can live with C.
Yeah, I think that's much better. All right.
Shouldn't that say it's tributary?
I was just going to, yeah.
But initially, if I said that, I didn't intend it. I said as recreational and economic development venues.
Oh, okay. No area?
No.
actually stronger.
D. Expand recreational programs and facilities to capitalize on abundant natural resources. Chris, you are there?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
Maureen, you okay with that? Because I know Wayne's got a conflict.
I do. I wonder if this is the appropriate time. I'll just bring this up to the board. Mark, you were on that email about the shooting range?
Yeah.
And I wonder, the high school shooting teams from both high schools need a place to shoot. And they don't have a place. Well, they've got a place right now, but they're losing it. And I'm wondering if this would be the proper place to put in something that might say such as a public shooting range. The person that's in charge of this program said there was probably 40 or 50 kids right now that could use it, and if it was a nice facility, year-round facility, it could be even more. So this could be a something for the kids to do. So we talked about the importance of that.
Yes.
Oh, it was mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, Wayne thought about the same thing, but I thought it fit better under one of the goals we're going to go back to hits, which is goal under livability goals and strategies to promote accessible community facilities throughout the community.
What page is that?
Be page 5 on this hand on the handout from last week. The one that has the map of the community centers.
Oh, okay. Community.
That's where I thought it would go better. I don't disagree with the idea. I just think it fits better there than here.
Okay. As I prefaced my comments, I wasn't sure.
That's why I thought about it going.
Yeah. Okay. I'll leave that to some other people.
But it needs to be there.
Yeah.
I think there is a need for that.
And the police can use it as well. They're about to leave there.
I think there's a need with local law enforcement.
And that was in the last meeting, the last comprehensive plan as well.
Okay. All right. So everybody's good with where
else? Can I? So we will revisit that at a later time?
Oh, my gosh. What, the shooting range?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a question of it. It sounded like everybody thought it might be worth talking about.
I'm just going to pencil in shooting range.
Right.
And put it in
bold. All right, so it puts it to E. I said this last week. I don't feel comfortable endorsing a plan that hadn't been approved or released yet. That's just me. I want to read it before we see what's in it.
I'd have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why we have this particular one in. I mean, you could say that about every area, really, you know. I mean, any place that there's a plan of a particular department, you know, we would want to be actively supporting the priorities and the implementation of that department's plan. You know, assuming that, you know, everything is being worked sort of synchronized, you know, with the strategic plan, with the comprehensive plan, and then with your particular departmental activity plans. You know, they should all work together, so I don't think anything needs to be said.
Strike that.
Yeah.
Chris said he's good. You want to? I'm good.
Take it out.
I'm good.
Take it out of my
hands. Take it out.
That puts us to F. The only thing that I added to this is my suggestion is, at the beginning, advocate with DOT to develop bike lanes, trails, and pull-offs.
Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen.
You might as well get that word.
Right. That's what I thought.
I like
because my understanding is that's considered now, is that correct? That's considered in any road project now, bike lanes?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Rather than realize that it's paid for.
Right. Right. That's why it's in there. It's cost cutter. Once again, G talks about a plan that hasn't been developed yet.
It's actually the same as
E, is it not?
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Remove G. Everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm. Good.
H. It's pretty presumptive, isn't it?
I don't think that needs to be.
That's pretty presumptive when rail banking occurs.
Yeah.
I didn't know Watco expressed any interest in selling the thing. So.
Well, they never intended to sell it.
Right.
They're going to maintain ownership.
Well, is that a rather than when? Is it an if rail banking occurs?
Yeah, that might be good.
Remove it altogether.
Where did that come from, Joan?
Community advocates.
Then it should be included.
Yeah, I think we're trying. I don't want to say it.
I'm not in favor of leaving it in at all.
Okay.
Just because of what I stated earlier.
Well, but it says if rail banking.
No, it says when rail banking.
No, it's been changed.
Changed that.
It's been changed. We've changed it to if rail banking occurs, which means it's not going to be used for industry. You know, the rail company is willing to do the rail banking. You know, and so I think if that happens, then we should take the unused rail line and turn it into an asset for the county, which would be this, you know, this path.
This being stated in this plan is not going to help or prevent that from happening. If or when rail banking occurs.
At the last, when we were talking about greenways, you mentioned the word consider. Would it be appropriate to say, if rail banking occurs, consider partnering with agencies, organizations, and private landowners to pursue?
I think it's disrespectful for us as a board to put anything before the commissioners having to produce the trail, promoting it. And they fought so hard to try to keep that rail line open.
I say if we put anything in there, we should say advocate with Watco to keep the rail line as a viable economic tool. Other than that, there's nothing needs to be said because Watco hasn't expressed any interest in selling it.
You know, my point is that, you know, community activists, we ask them to be involved. This is one of their priorities, that it be considered if and when rail banking occurs, that we encourage the development of this rail car. Disrespect to the commissioners, they wouldn't have that on their own.
So, you know, I think every other town entity, I mean, Brevard has endorsed it, Henderson County's endorsed it, Hendersonville's endorsed it. I mean, the only entity that hasn't endorsed it is Transylvania County, for the reason that the commissioners want to make sure that if it's needed as a viable means of transport for economic development, that is there. But if that's not the case, if it's not needed for economic development, it's not viable, and rail banking is occurring, then the next best thing is to turn this unused rail line into an asset that could help with some degree of economic development. It could help, you know, with health, it could help with connecting us to, you know, Henderson County. It could help with you know, drawing more tourists, you know, which again brings money into the county. So I don't think it's disrespectful. I think it's, you know, if we reach this point, I think this is something that's, you know, it's sitting out there. All the other governments, you know, involved have said, yeah, they support it. I mean, groups are raising money for it.
Aren't we back to Chris's aunt?
If.
Please, don't. I'm trying to get that.
I'm trying to keep it on the table.
You have to. We've got to bring
them into it.
Rocco has expressed no interest in selling.
You know, if Maureen, you brought up Henderson County. If I, you know, I would go along with this completely if we say, if Henderson County would agree to a four lane, expanding Route 64 to a four lane, because it's got to be a two way street.
Yeah, I mean, relevant to one another, how?
Well, this is our one railway. I completely concur with what
you said. You should go out and take a look at your one railway.
Pardon me?
You should go out and walk your one railway.
It's, well, it's been in disrepair and unused for 10 years, you're right. But it's our one little artery, that's it.
It's going to cost, well, the estimates I heard are approximately $1 million a mile to rehab.
Okay, what, yeah.
So,
but it is, back to my list.
I think we should take H out. I agree with.
I disagree.
I disagree.
All right, take it out.
This, but do our county commissioners have anything to do with that?
That's what my question was.
It was requested by the Gorgeous State Park.
It was requested by the Gorgeous State Park.
The representative.
Steve Pagano.
Yeah.
The what?
Steve Pagano, who is the ranger for Gorgeous.
Okay.
So, actually, I think it is.
If he thinks that.
The commissioners will play that role in advocating with our state and federal representatives to make sure these objectives are met when they're not to being disrespectful to themselves.
Is what?
I said when they're not disrespecting themselves, they would advocate for this to our state and federal representatives.
So I was actually thinking about that one this weekend. I've read where there is some consideration of putting a parking fee for DuPont that would be $30 a year. And that's a way of funding this. In concept, if people from outside the area are using it, I don't have a problem extracting money from them, but I think this is where you could be trying to encourage something on the order that if it's a county resident, where we had Jim Anthony that had that property. It was acquired by compensation by the state. Maybe Transylvania County residents shouldn't have to have. They should get a free parking sticker. You heard of that. And I think that's where you could have that discussion.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but that's my guy. I don't know how you feel about that, but that one crawls over me.
I agree with you.
The first letters of the license plates here in North Carolina, do they even know where the car is registered?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I don't know if they ever did.
I think at one time you could correlate regions or areas of the state with the letters. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. In the 80s, it seemed like that was.
I agree with you. Mark, I'm not comfortable with this one.
You what?
I'm not comfortable with this one for that reason.
This is, well, I think you changed the wording of it so that you can be comfortable with it, because I think there really is a need to try to support these.
This can be advocated by our citizens as well.
Sure.
To do this, after reading a little bit closer, it's not just a role of commissioners, but
no.
Can we change?
Because these decisions are made at the state.
Advocate for? I mean, instead of actively support and encourage.
Yeah, advocate for probably be better wording.
And I wonder, are you really advocating for encouraging? I don't understand what encouraging development and full staffing. I think what I would be trying to encourage is best management of those as opposed to saying development and full staffing. I don't know what full staffing is. And you may not need whose definition of full staffing. But I do think it's important that we advocate and encourage the...
This is a guess on my part, but what he's after is, in his eyes, if it's not fully staffed, there are things that won't be done that could be done. If the best use is, I think, is what he's saying.
Yeah,
it's a guess on my part, so I don't know how we can incorporate that.
It's almost to me there's a piece of this that is to advocate and encourage the development and maintenance of these facilities because some of the areas are just so worn down. I know on Black Mountain Trail, after the last hard rain we had, there is a place going up Black Mountain Trail that nearly washed out. I was jogging. Next day I sent Derek. An email just saying you get one more hard rain, this is going to wash out. And 3 weeks later, it had been repaired. And I don't know where resources came from, but I think maintenance is really a main thing on this.
Do we address staffing by advocate for the development, funding, and maintenance? You can cover staffing there by advocating for funding.
Is that a state or a federal?
Yeah. Well, it depends. If it's a state, it would be state. If federal, it's...
Should we put state and federal public lands or lands instead of recreational areas?
Yes.
Because it's often usually through the whole recreational area.
DuPont is a recreational area. That's why.
That's the only one.
That's the only one.
Gorges is a state forest.
What's that? It's a recreational forest.
Right.
It's not an area.
Sure.
Recreational area was a hot topic at CNRC for months.
You see how words mean things?
They do.
Words have meaning.
So you back here saying state and federal plans?
Amazing. I thought it was a national forest, wasn't it?
Pisgah National Forest. Nantahala, we didn't, there's not included. You've got. I would say rather than Pisgah Forest, if you're going to do this, I would put a national forest. And that includes Nantahala and Pisgah.
They just shifted all those boundaries around. Is there any of the Nantahala still in?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it is.
A small portion of it.
I think there's
some.
There's quite a bit in Sapphire.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
But they've changed a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's responsible for it.
I think it's
still
in the Ridge Park.
I'll probably include the parkway.
Could we ask if they make the Blue Ridge Parkway a tollway?
Wayne just said he wants to have new shed protection from the park.
Everybody comfortable with I four actively.
Sorry.
That's
the line.
advocate for the development funding and maintenance of state federal lands, including state parks and Forest Service recreation areas, Blue Parkway and National Forest.
Everybody good with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Does Mark's comment about mentioning something about Transylvania County residents be excluded for any fees that to use DuPont have any merit in this plan, or
that would probably require additional staff to be at each of the parking lots to enforce it?
I read that they were considering. Didn't you all read that?
Yeah, I read it. Yeah, I
was
about the fees for I think that's a little too specific for the plan.
Everybody good with that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number five. On the right hand side of the page.
Okay, the only question I've got about A is of what?
That's what I put in what regard.
Yeah.
Educational standards?
It exceeds what standards? What are they talking about? Building standards or educational standards? Or what kind of do we want to? You know, I'm not opposed to this, but I'd like it. Standards is kind of.
From the December meeting, is my recollection that it was educational standards. But.
I don't remember.
If the comprehensive plan encourages policies to help the school system meet or exceed educational standards, does the comprehensive then also encourage funding for those things too?
Here's my question. On A, I think B, C, D, E, F, and G do exactly what A says. A's extraneous.
I partially agree. I think A, though, is too vague and does not. But I think that there is something that trying to encourage the school system to excel against whatever metrics they come up with or are defined by them, by the state or the federal government, I think is important. But this doesn't help, and it really doesn't help if you also don't say these are the resources that we provide to help with this. And so I think A probably needs to either be rewritten entirely or taken out. Do we know who promoted that?
We were very.
Jackie.
Jackie.
Oh, yeah, Jackie was
big
on education.
She was.
I think it needs to be rewritten to be a little more clear. But I agree with what Mark just said, that the rest are all really good, but we're not saying anything that we really want to have. High quality schools that when our children graduate, they exceed standards of that are set.
What standards?
Well, that's the question.
You've already said that.
I agree with what you said earlier about so that they excel. I like the word excel. Somebody else's standards.
And I like something further back down here, which is lifelong learning. And something that I heard recently is that if Jackie Hovey, maybe you can help me with this, if by third grade you're not reading at third grade level, that's a predictor of whether or not you will actually be able to complete high school. And so that's that's a measure of how do we gauge that. And so I don't know that this board needs to present something to the county commissioners along that line. I think what you need to present is we want to see how this community can do more to support education.
Mark, if we can add that third grade completion is also standard by which they estimate the recruitment population.
It's third grade. By the time you reach third grade, that's really a determinant of somebody's future, and that's the health of the community. It's the health of our nation right now. And
well, I'll tell you what really upsets me, and it should upset everybody in our county, and that is we're advocating in this whole section for excellence of education, and let's just get behind our kids and give them the best possible education we can. Then they go to college because they're smart. And then where do they go?
They ain't here.
They don't come here.
That's okay, guys.
It's
okay.
Not okay. We want those kids to come back here and earn a living and contribute to this county.
I agree with that, but what do you want? Why do you want them to come back?
Because they're our kids. We love them. They're the next generation.
Our country is based on a continuum of people moving wherever there's economic opportunity. From its very founding.
But they don't have a chance to come back here. If they had, give them a chance to come back here. Well, then let them decide,
so
I want to work there, or I want to go to New York City.
You teach them the skills so that they either come back and add value to somebody that has jobs, or they create their own jobs.
The biggest export we have in this county.
Our kids. I get it, yes.
The biggest export we
have. I've got two.
The reason the reason I want my kids to come back here is because they have more opportunity than they did anywhere else.
Yes.
And that was true for my parents' generation. You could go to college and you could get a job anywhere in the United States and it would be a better job than you could get right here. And it hasn't been that way for a generation, but I'd really like to get back to.
No, I am not against.
That's nationwide.
I am not against what we're saying here at all. But
what are we
to
saying?
Me,
what,
to
what,
my,
what is that? What is that phrase saying?
To me, the eye on the prize is economic development and creating a vibrant place for our kids to come back and contribute. A choice, as you said. They
have
a choice. They
have the opportunity to come back.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone disagrees with that. And we've got, that's why our very first goal was on economic development. Our very first strategy was economic development.
I think if you keep this, you can't only just encourage more policies. You've got to figure out a way of funding. You've got to provide the whatever resources, encourage policies and resources necessary.
The state has taken away a lot of that.
Federal government has. I mean, there's so much that is completely out of the school system's control.
They can't put a quarter cent on their sales taxes.
Oh, the county is one of the highest.
Yeah, the county values education because the county puts county money into the schools. So that's why in this county we actually have good schools because, the state has cut, funding. But the county is making it up. Now, is that sustainable at the county level or what? But, again, I think we need to say that, from the perspective of the people, this is something they value. And so if it requires county, the commissioners, to continue that supplemental funding, then, that's one way of doing it.
What are they funding right now that is increasing academic learning? What's the county funding right now?
Per pupil.
Yeah.
Per pupil. They're upping the per pupil.
There are only, I think, 9 or 10 other counties that on a per pupil.
Is there a proven connection between improvement in scores and per pupil spending?
If they don't have the resources, the kids can't learn.
That wasn't the question. The question is there verifiable data that shows that more money makes people smarter, makes people more educated?
Well, I think if you put more money in so that you have the resources, the technology, the quality of teachers, your teaching assistants, then what you get is you get overall a high-quality education system that does produce better results for the children.
Mr. Chair, I'm surprised nobody has picked out on this one, and that is, why are we just looking at public schools?
I was going to bring that up.
I thought you had that.
It should be about
schools. Did you put that back in?
Absolutely.
I personally think we need to be advocating for public schools.
But the reality is, it should be also. I was just at the what was the event? The Brevard at the
Brevard Academy.
No, not Brevard Academy. It was over at the lumberyard this evening. There was an event.
We are Brevard,
and I'm talking to one of the new business owners, and he has a car detail shop, and he has three kids. And I look at one of them, I say, where do you go to school? He's homeschooled. And I think that, you know, how do we as a society begin to address this whole issue of public schools and where is that going? But that's really being driven at federal and state level. I think here is what can we do to encourage, it's really lifelong learning. It is really, and that is down below. And Mike, to your point earlier, I'm not sure that A is all.
A is extraneous because B, C, D, E, F, and G all talk about what A is talking about.
I agree with that.
It's extraneous.
You could say encourage policies and encourage policies and resources.
Well, C, you've got to pinpoint the same or specific program.
Well, the others are very specific. I think we need one that says that we want to, that keeping our schools, public or private schools, so that they, you know, really excel and, you know, have the highest standards is something this community values and wants as a priority.
If I may interject, government has no business in private schools whatsoever. And it's against the Constitution of the state of North Carolina to fund private schools with public dollars. We should make no reference to private schools or charter schools or whatever you wish.
Charter schools are public schools. Chris,
in your dreams.
They are.
They're funded alternative public schools. And you have the voucher program where
they initially were actually a private-public partnership. Now they're a for-profit. The preponderance of them are for-profit.
So if you go back to the
this was a great one we had here until it went for-profit.
So Jordan, if you go back to the goal on this one, people can read. The goal, I think, supports lifelong learning. I just realized that as I was looking over at Max's copy here. That is really, I think, what you're trying to do. And personal advancement enables county to retain educated workforce and maintain a high quality of life. All right, so anything underneath that needs to support that goal. Does A support that?
Lifelong learning.
It's under B.
What is the difference between A and B?
Nothing.
The quality. We're talking about the quality of it, okay. Not the existence of it. We want a high standard that when they hear that they graduated from transferring schools, it means something.
Okay. That's the difference.
And I think we had added in E, really to, you know, we had added in that early childhood education because that was so lacking, you know, it's not available to all the children here. So E was put in and emphasized that early childhood education program.
I would like to see A reworded in a way that focuses on the students instead of the schools.
Focuses on what? The students instead of the schools. Encourage policies and resources necessary for all students to excel, meet, or exceed current educational standards. To me, that's where the rubber meets the road. It doesn't matter if it's a Yeah, that's
public school, charter school, private school, homeschooling. It's all about the students.
I originally removed me. Is that still what we have?
You don't need Excel meet, and I mean you're either trying to excel or you're trying to meet. And I think that
I think you
want to say Excel would be my fault.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I originally removed meet, just making sure that that's Excel and exceed.
I think you've redundant to excel and to exceed are really the same.
Yeah.
So to Excel.
Yeah, just leave it at Excel.
Yeah, to Excel. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't think we need B?
No, I don't think he said that.
I like the lifelong learning.
Who said that?
Huh?
Who said that?
Nobody said that.
Yeah,
I
don't want
B. Sorry, I thought somebody said
that. He was, earlier in the conversation, he was saying, do not these other ones really make up A. So, Joy, I know that you have been doing a lot of background work for the text or the narrative piece to support this, but I think if you could make a note, or Bailey make a note, that we look at that third grade and some of the stats and try to get some of that information to support maybe some of these pieces here.
Okay.
I think Kay wants to make a note of that.
Do we also have the current success level in third grade in this county?
We have the EODs, the end of grade exams.
Which is, I know the third grade is one of those.
Which is one of those. And yes, I have a PDF of that on my computer. And currently it is higher for some of the standards. But there is one that is lower than the state average. And for third grade, I don't remember which one that is. I think it might be reading. And then the next EOG, I think it's math. So it changes in at the EOGs which ones are lower than the state and which ones are higher. But overall, if you take all the scores, it's my recollection that it's higher. But I can send you the report cards that shows the levels for the EODs, if you wish.
I'd like that included in the final report. If we're going to make that benchmark third grade, we need to understand what we're doing as third graders in this county. Everybody happy with that reword?
Yes.
All right, B. The problem with B. C.
I'm sure this is something that the Transmitting Economic Alliance is on board with supporting that as well.
Why wouldn't they be?
I mean, it's obvious, but they might have a different idea. I would assume they would be, but like I said, going back a few meetings ago, we want this to be in line as possible with what they're pursuing.
I think the question would be, does Blue Ridge want to continue small business incubators? And whether or not there's enough use or need and demand for it. I think you were on the Board of County Commissioners when I was able to get that $400,000 grant to build that. I don't know how well it's utilized. So that may actually be the bigger thing. Maybe what you're really trying to say is you were trying to work with Mountain Area Workforce, Blue Ridge Community College, and the school system to provide internship opportunities, not just small business incubator. Because that goes back then to, I think, Matt's point, that focuses on the students and trying to develop their skills rather than institution.
Matt, the question was asked while you were gone, is T in alignment with C, goal number C?
Is The economic alliance. The economic alliance, not T as in the letter.
Mark Young.
Yeah, he's gone.
He has some tough to move. I think they would be fine with it.
That is a program. We have removed other programs and just captured the idea that those programs provide. Do we want to support the continuation expansion of small business incubator programs, internship opportunities, and other skill training?
Absolutely.
And not highlight just one program?
That's where I was trying to take it.
To not highlight it?
Not highlight the Blue Ridge community.
Well, where's the other one?
Add additional opportunities.
Okay. I don't have an opinion either way, although we did talk about a measurable standard, and this would be a benchmark, but if we're just promoting a program.
So you've got mountain area workforce, you've got the school system, all are in power.
Okay.
There's a lot of measurable training.
So, I'm going to your point, though. I'm wondering, do you even need to say Blue Ridge Community College? Do you need to say Mountain Area Workforce, other than the fact that you're looking to support internship opportunities, and I would say manufacturing internship opportunities? That's the area that, Matt, I don't know if that would be something too we like, but that's really
that's where it's at.
So the word manufacturing should be, or does leave it open for all internship opportunities? Okay. Skills training programs. End it there.
That doesn't really work. Internship opportunities and other
provided by local and regional institutions.
That's
say local and regional continuing education institutions.
Some are not continuing education.
Okay. It's just more specific phrase. Okay. Pardon me?
So is everyone good with that rewrite?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you raise that up a little bit, Kelly, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Dean. No qualified workforce is a county commissioner building a strategic plan. I'm sorry, a certified work-ready community. It's my fault.
Were you saying capitalize that?
Well, I'm opposed to capitalizing. They absolutely do. I'm glad you're learning that. It's taking you a long time to get there.
Again, do we want to define partner? That's going to be one of our...
Shouldn't we put a period? I think it's a little redundant there toward the end. Soon as we partner with
qualified workforce,
partner with local educational institutions and other agencies to establish the county as a certified work-ready community. Period.
Well, yeah, because that's what it does.
Yeah,
it creates a qualified workforce.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I agree with you there.
Good.
Oh, oh boy. That works.
Don't touch it. Support, you know, E,
G.
E, as it's written, addresses two completely separate issues. My thought would be that we take it through public, strike in private, strike Blue Ridge Community College and Brevard College, and then you're addressing the K-12 public education system and focusing on early childhood.
Would, using your reasoning about private, wouldn't you have the same argument with early childhood education programs? Some of them are private.
They're mostly state and federal funded mm-hmm. programs.
Are they private? They're for profit.
They're not for profit. Mm-hmm. They're non-profit. Mr. Castro was here. I thought he was explaining the difference to you.
Well, I need somebody else to explain the difference to me.
So Chris, as I read E right now,
mm-hmm.
it's saying actively support everything from early childhood to Brevard College, everything in between. What I'm hearing you say is you really want to focus on supporting early childhood programs, and in specifically you said public.
Right.
And then there would be a new strategy that would focus on
community
college, the college, et cetera.
Brevard College deserves the county's support because it is a huge economic engine within the county. But to tie early childhood education, private and public education, and Brevard College into the same
group item.
Yeah, thank you. I think they should be separated.
Once again, back to your logic, is Brevard College privately owned?
Brevard College is privately owned.
If you're going to be consistent.
I understand. But it's promoting independent and lifelong learning opportunities. If we add Brevard College here, does this say what you were hoping to add down here in the new number F?
Yeah, E is too broad.
Right.
It covers too much.
Don't they already have a group that meets that's all of those things?
Yeah, what Chris? Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mark, don't they already have a group that meets that's a collaborative education effort of all those groups?
Not to my knowledge.
Yes, they do.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm asking that you strike private.
Yes.
For the early.
That's what this
one is. Early childhood.
Early childhood. I'm sorry. I was Blue Ridge Community College and before. I know the presidents meet, but I don't think there's a group. If you're talking about Paige's group.
Talking about Paige's group. They just had a meeting yesterday. They'll have another one after the morning.
Yeah. Yes.
Doesn't the school system.
I'm going to check on that. I thought there was a group that.
What about just active
education?
What about just actively support early childhood education programs, period? Or programs K-12 institutions? Yeah. What do you think of that?
As long as we're not encouraging the promotion of private early childhood education, I don't have a problem with it. Because what that does is those that can afford to pay for it, those children have the chance have the opportunity to continue their education. If you start kindergarten and you can't read, you don't hardly ever catch up.
Ms. Kay, would you have something? Please. Actually, state and federal does support all early childhood education through licensing or support services like childhood research and so on. And so, governments, especially now that we have brain research showing that you're born and you start learning, I think many government entities and communities and private communities are seeing early childhood as where it begins and where you put your money up front, your support up front, or you're going to pay down the road. And the thing Carol mentioned about prisons when you're third grade, that doesn't start in kindergarten even. It starts in the early childhood community where you're working with very young prenatal. I appreciate, though, that you've added early childhood education. And Lee and I are both on that group. And it is exciting to have a lot of community interest in that age group and supporting children and families early on.
Well, when the reality is, if you've got a 4-year-old, 5-year-old kid before they start school, those parents are paying their taxes, and so they're entitled to have their kids participate in that program, whether they homeschool them later on or send them to a private school, you know. So I think this is good.
You specifically mentioned in the email that you sent me today, child care resource and referral.
Right.
Can you expand on what that is and see if it needs to be included in this?
Actually, it could be included here, but the goals for child care resource and referral include parent referrals for child care. That's a workforce issue, and it's something that came up at our child care town hall. It was one of the top issues for the parents and the business people who were there. They were saying that, you know, when you have a child and you want to be in the workforce, you need to have referrals to know where to go, where to find care, and what kind of quality care that is.
And there's anecdotal evidence that some families, some young families, don't come here because child care is not there.
The child care resource and referral also promotes startup of child care programs that would be under the economic development. It promotes ongoing consultation and training for providers that would be under this. And it promotes high quality. So it really is for the number one economic development. That was a big push at our town hall meeting.
So I heard one planning board member say end it at the end of childhood education programs. Do we want to do that, or do we want to keep public and private K-2 institutions, or do we want to add child care resources and referral? What would you guys, how do you guys want to end this goal?
Just my opinion, but if we're concerned about the students, I don't know why we're not including private in this goal.
Let's point out something to you guys did all night. You're making lists. And the more lists you make, the more exclusive you become. If you're not in the list, you're not allowed. So don't make a list. Public-private is a list. If you don't specify it, then anybody can apply for consideration under this program.
Thank you.
And early childhood is always inclusive of everyone.
I can see the point.
It sure hosted.
We had the word service is actually for our own criteria, Mr. Moore.
I'm just making sure that it fits the overall goal. Yeah, I see it does.
The overall goal is lifelong learning and workforce development.
Yeah.
If you define lifelong learning as something that starts with prenatal or early childhood, then you're in the ballpark. If you define it as most people understand it as adult continuing education, then you'd be on the table.
What I was still checking was the child care resources and referral services.
That's not redundant.
I didn't say it was redundant.
Okay, what did you say?
I was making sure it fit.
Yeah. It does. If you define lifelong learning, it's part
of it. I think it fits more under workforce and maintain a high quality.
It does workforce.
I think you got a Charlie horse, and I think he's trying to work it out.
I'm happy with E.
About
E. 4-1. And so, Mr. Warren. E was originally part E and F. That's mm-hmm. been pulled out. Does F still remain? Because that's talking about funding now. Because before it was support. Blue Ridge Community College and Bard College through funding and collaboration. That's how it would have read. Actively support.
They're getting funded anyway.
Isn't Brevard College already funded?
Yes.
They pay a heck of a lot of money to go there.
And Blue Ridge. No, they get county funds as well. And Blue Ridge gets county funds as well, so it's already happened.
Do we need that second part? Do we need that?
The only part there that you can encourage is collaboration. That's already taken place, but I'd like to see that continue.
I'd probably strike blue. And support collaboration.
Collaboration efforts between
and other institutions?
I will put other institutions because you get school system.
You gave that?
No. I don't think you need one.
Oh, because there's
more collaboration efforts between Blue Ridge Community College, the Bard College, and other institutions.
Oh, there we go.
You good, Bruce?
Yep.
Chris?
Yep.
All right. G. Standards, do we need to add? Do we need to upgrade our school standards? Infrastructure standards, educational standards, dress standards, what?
Well, just schools to be amongst the best in the
world. Yeah, yeah, upgrade our schools to be among the best. Take standards out, and then we're good.
pull on to an upgrade RCD that wasn't according to standard.
Yeah, got upgraded here twice. To be amongst the best, that great red capabilities to be amongst the best in North Carolina.
Okay.
Is right, guys.
So thank you.
Very much. Did I go with G? Is it raised
now? Yep.
H is redundant now.
Are we going with evaluate or assess there?
Well, I hate to get into politics here.
But you'll do it anyhow?
But it ain't ever stopped you. The county commissioners. I mean, I agree with G. County commissioners have a heck of a time, and you'll assess this, Daryl. Funding, they have a heck of a time, from my understanding, I could be wrong, they have a heck of a time getting communication between them and the school board for funding.
Aren't they already working on mechanisms, developing funding mechanisms? I think I read that.
Well, the state wanted a estimate of the next 5 years. What do you need for capital improvements? Right. Our system came back. They needed $110 or $113 million.
But I think they're actively pursuing.
Are they
particular funding mechanisms? If I'm not mistaken.
Well, all I'm saying is this document's going to our county commissioners. And it would be laudable if they could do that. I hope they can. I just
did we add the word continue to evaluate slash assess?
Okay. Everybody good with G?
Yeah.
So it's now all about the building. G is not really about the buildings.
We have A, which is about the quality of
students.
Yeah.
I think it's
so. I just want to make sure I'm reading
right. You're reading right. This particular strategy is about facilities. And I actually think it should be upgrades of our educational facilities, not buildings.
Yeah.
Okay. And now I becomes. Can I become part of this? Can we roll those two goals together, G and I?
To ensure safe and productive learning environment?
Yeah. Instead of this, to be amongst the best, go to ensure a safe and productive learning environment.
And maybe we should just leave it to be among the best.
I like amongst, it sounds.
They kind of say the same things, don't they?
Yeah, if you're going to be among the best, you're going to be safe and productive. Although maybe with other things thrown in too.
Yeah.
You know, so I'd rather say among the best.
Yeah, absolutely. You like amongst or among?
I like amongst.
How do you say? I'm with
you. Oh my God, we agree, Mike.
I'm good.
All right.
So are we scratching my eye together?
Well, no, I thought that part of what, first of all, I think there's two things. G is seems, I think everybody is good with G as it is, then H is redundant to what you've already done with earlier. So strike H. And then the question Mike asked was, do you combine G and I? And so...
Well, maintenance and upgrades is repairs.
I don't know if H is redundant.
It's also above.
It was in
early support active childhood education programs. That's where I'm
removed from it.
I don't know if they're the same as emergent literacy programs.
Early and emergent literacy programs and kindergarten programs. Again, for all children, not necessarily in programs. And in this county, a number of our children, 0 to 5, are not being in programs, especially in outlying areas. So this early childhood initiative is looking at early and emergent literacy programs through the libraries, going out to
This was specifically for the library.
That's fine.
And the kids are ready to wait for the children who are not in the middle of the time. So it is not the same.
All right. Thank you, Kay.
Okay.
All right. So then, if going back to that,
well, I wouldn't have known that if you hadn't said that. So maybe we should reword it or combine it so that they read together. You know.
I don't like combining all these things. I mean, I'd rather have two separate points.
That's fine. What's wrong with just leaving it the way it is?
Uh-huh. I agree.
That was my question was I.
Right.
Right.
I and G say the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. I think we get rid of I.
Can we use the phrase ensure a safe, productive learning environment?
No.
G. That's
if you're amongst the best in North Carolina, you are safe and productive along with a few other
things. I think we already are amongst the best. Oh, come on. Our buildings? Our buildings? Our buildings suck.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
If you're 51%, you're amongst the best. That doesn't make you good.
Okay. We've addressed the students. We've addressed the building.
I guess I don't know anything about
the
education. Sorry. I don't know anything about it. Sorry.
The what?
The teachers.
I don't know what my wife does for a living. Sorry.
We've addressed the students. Right?
Don't you have something there about funding?
We've addressed funding and maintenance of our educational facilities, but we took out our schools. We took out the education piece of that. What does A say now?
Sure. I'm sure we'll be happy to entertain some of you all to work out.
Okay. Perfect.
It's very well put.
But if you're going to encourage policies and resources for students to excel, that's somewhat inherent in that is that you're going to be funding schools and resources in the schools, or else how else are they going to excel? Okay. So.
Do you want to be specific? Because
I think we can get some of that into task.
20 years later, that's part of the administration and the
education. I just wanted to make sure that
I think we need to find a fancy building.
20 years, we're not going to have school buildings. So what does it matter? Maybe you want fancy buildings with ineffective internet-based learning. We already have teachers in the undergrad. It's a good argumentation of where I'm sitting.
They had indoor plumbing in the Minnesota civilization.
They didn't have the internet then.
Mr. Chairman,
change the world.
Mr. Chairman, you've got teachers, staff will work on something to make sure that we cover the teachers on that. Anything else on that that you see?
No. All right, so we got all the way through. Yeah.
Yeah, that was easy.
All right.
Are you gonna
who said that was easy?
Chris,
we are. That's what's
there. I've added a new category tonight.
I think
for me.
Yeah. I think it would be good.
And Mark. And Kayla
Moore. Yeah. Find some way to do that.
I think that's a good idea.
For the next meeting, we will have the document that you've been going over updated with all the changes that Kaylin has been capturing on the side, that Joy has been putting on here, and the goal at the next meeting will be to go back over the ones that you set aside and try to iron those out. And so we will have that for you at the next meeting. I'm going to suggest that we do that at our regular meeting on May 19th. I think that staff will be working on some other pieces that we will have for that meeting. But I think that's going to be really knowing some of the items that were tabled. It may be a long discussion on some of those. It may not be. It may be one of those things procedurally you're going to just say, let's discuss it. We'll discuss for a period of time and then vote on it.
Have we ever done that?
Probably not.
I think we're going to need double cookies because I think it's going to be a long meeting. Yeah. I need some guidance from the planning board.
just the last meeting, there were two that we added on page 6. Support efforts to reduce homelessness and support the expansion of outreach efforts for veterans by veterans and by the Veterans Affairs Office. That was just my notes from the conversation. Do I need to revisit that to change the wording, or is that the wording that the planning board created?
Well, F is sort of weirdly worded.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, as I said, those were my notes.
How about support the expansion of veteran outreach efforts?
Don't be specific on that way again.
I think
you need to talk to Chris
about why we need to do outreach by veterans. He's got a really good story why that.
Yeah. He does, which is why it's like that.
Yeah.
But is it okay just to like the expansion of outreach efforts, or does it need to be more specific?
It needs to be efforts for veterans by veterans.
Yeah. Okay. Period.
Do you want to just say for veterans by the Veterans Affairs Office?
No, not veterans.
Talk to Chris after the meeting and ask him his story. He can tell you a really good story about why veterans open up to veterans or how it happens.
Okay.
And that's
I get it. Yeah.
And I heard his story, it was incredible. It's a great story.
I get it.
So I wasn't sure if that needed to be green or if that's good the way it is. So thank you for that clarity.
All right.
Is Frank still our veteran?
Yes.
So Frank's incredible.
So it's happening by veterans anyway. So
well, he is an institution.
George,
let me talk about one-on-one.
Yeah, that was the clarity I needed from the previous meeting. So thank you.
So we'll have the document. The goal is to go over those items that we've tabled and move forward. I think everybody heard, Mac, you may not have, but just Jackie Belt, and is not injured, but was shook up. Think about her on Wednesday. She has a doctor's appointment down today, so think about her on that. I think everybody saw the email that I sent out. We have a website that's up. Hopefully, it looks good to you guys. We've tried to make some. I say we have tried. Kaylin has done, as I mentioned at the last meeting, she's done a great job with that, and I'm very pleased with what we have. So,
I just want to say I think Kaylin deserves a great big Bravo Zulu because it looks great.
Yeah.
It really does.
I agree.
And the links are intuitive and.
Now it's she started literally on paper trying to map out, and as somebody that was brand new to the organization, to the county, I think did a fantastic job of mapping that out and then putting it on a website format. It's good for iPads, any type of pad, iPhone format, as well as a regular computer. So. Joy, Kale, anything else we need to talk about? That's all we've got, sir.
All right, let's go with public comments.
I had one other comment. Thinking in terms of children and family, our part of our early childhood initiative group saw the plan, and the comment was, where are the family support kinds of concerns, and families are the fabric that hold our communities together, whether it's local, state, or nationwide, and so that's an area, I don't know where it would fit, but I do have some folks who are thinking about what they would recommend to you about family support as part of the comprehensive plan. And I guess we'll just send those to you.
That would be great.
Can you expand briefly on what you mean by family support? I mean, because I think we may have addressed some of those last meeting. It just hasn't showed up yet.
Oh, okay.
But if you can.
Two concrete examples are the Roslyn Family Place and the one out at Crystal Forest. And they do parenting education. They have small group play where parents talk and learn more about things that involve parenting and the children are in an early childhood setting.
We really don't address that. Kay, if you would just send that, we will highlight that for planning board at the next meeting.
Okay, great.
Great. Anyone else? Mr. Parker.
I've been trying to get a letter from Kentucky to pass around to you guys. The story goes like this that we get from our family who lives in Berea, Kentucky. They, the city council was proposing and eventually constructed about a 3-mile path from downtown Berea to the Wilderness Road Theater area, which is very popular for hiking and so forth. They had one lady, she was probably about our age, 70, something like that, that gave the city council your help. I mean, she was like that. It did not go across her property, it went near her property. Very ugly about it. What I wanted to get was her letter. She had the graciousness to write a letter of apology after that trail was trusted to her, saying she got out of her house for exercise every day for her health. She and her neighbor women would walk every morning up and down that path. And 180 degree turn in her attitude, and she had to apologize for her allegiance. And I think my experience on some of these trails that people's added to changes for several reasons, but hers was she used it for her help. If I can get a hold of that letter, I'll share it with you. So far, they have a reason.
Anyone else? Thank you. All right. Forward. Daryl.
Great. We walked through some stuff and you got pretty well ready to move on.
Matt.
You got it.
Not to belabor the point, but do we address childhood hunger or in this report somewhere, school-age children's hunger?
I don't think we talked about that.
Right? Not sure. We talked about, we tried to go to the concern about food deserts and the lack of nutritious food in different areas, but never specifically can I recall that we talked about childhood hunger.
You know, that's a huge factor in in a kid's ability to learn. When a kid's hungry, he just doesn't learn. So we might want to consider putting that something about, I don't know what we can do, but I know there are efforts like the Hunger Coalition to address that, but I wonder if we should publicly put it in the report.
Why don't we go in the education piece?
Yeah.
Or it could go under health, too.
I mean, it's a clinical fact.
Maybe we should highlight what's already out there.
Huh?
We should highlight what's already out there that's not being utilized.
Yeah. There you go.
There's a lot of things out there that people don't know about.
Yes, that's either. Right. That's exactly right. Other than that, good meeting. Thank you.
I have nothing.
Would you entertain a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely. I wouldn't say any of that.
It's not debatable or amenable. All in favor, guys.
Ray, did you actually make a motion?
Yeah.